sir. Happy Paddy's Day, boys.
Yes, the boys.
Paddy's Day is the product of the boys.
Now, yeah.
Now it is, yeah.
Bro, remember, what's it called?
How were you when you were growing up for Paddy's Day, actually?
Dr. Quickies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in town.
Yeah, in town, yeah,
I remember one girl. Ah, God.
Flashback.
It's not ready. It depends.
So soon.
It depends. It can be positive or negative. But like,
flashback. I know that laugh too well.
Because one of my exes, ex I was with, I think maybe the last parties I went to, the one before parties there. Yeah, she got deported.
Oh, damn. Hey, that's the name of this episode, first and foremost. That's the name of this episode.
She got deported, yeah.
Paddy's Day?
No, not Paddy's Day, but she got deported after. But like
recently or years ago?
Years ago, but like, listen, yeah.
No papers.
Let's not talk about a few things there, yeah.
Wait, come on, talk about what did you do, Paddy's Day? I don't know, I'm not aware.
No, I'm just saying that, like, at the time, she had a mad back, you know what I mean? At the time. But anyway.
I got cheated on twice on Paddy's Day.
Damn. That took a left turn.
You were a contender for the title. I got cheated twice on Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why? How?
Nah, so I gave...
But McDonald's toilet?
No, she wasn't the McDonald's toilet, babe.
She was KFC toilet.
she didn't go like you know, whacking. She didn't go whacking, but
it's
lipsing. Yeah, so I gave her
that time. That's what she was.
That was big. That was big cheating.
Like, damn near hug was bad,
bro. So no, I've gone. I think I've got to be home earlier. You know.
Oh, you know,
your mom allows you to go Paddy's Day, but be back by 7.
Yeah,
type of vibe.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I'm off and she's
and then you try to leave as early as you can as well.
Early, bro, do you know what I mean? So I know that she's in town for a bit and she's like, oh, like, you know, I kiss her and she gives like, oh, see you soon, babe. And I actually have no way to get, I have no money to get home. I know where it's been the boyfriend I was back then.
I swear it was just 65 cents back then.
It's a euro. So yeah. I said, yeah, no problem.
I gave her two.
I said, hold on.
That's big boy.
That was big boy. That was big boy back then, bro. Yeah. And then I go home. And then, she told me herself. She confronted me straight to me. Said,
at least she's honest.
Yeah, no, she said.
Well, she came clean herself.
Herself, and she told me it was two of them.
At the same time.
No, one right after I left, and one before she went home.
Woo! She had no.
I know. Her work was crazy.
You know those ones.
Covered the old pitch.
But you know those ones weren't. That's not like a peck. That's
your lips.
I'm going to shift.
Yeah.
You go to the corners and like pop out like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was that, bro.
You be grabbing things that you're not meant to be grabbing.
Yeah. Bro, I remember there's one time, my first ever Paddy's Day. Excited. And people just kiss on the roads.
Oh, bro. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was a thing, bro. So I caught one, bro. Hear me. Then I got a cold sore the next day.
Oh, yeah, long.
First ever cold sore I've ever got.
Long.
Because the girl washed my mouth. She
Hoover your mouth.
Hoover my mouth, bro.
The kids of nowadays, no.
They're not kissing, bro.
Yeah, no, I was going to say they have more decorum because you don't them on the street like that.
They're wild.
It's because the stories that I've heard about...
They don't have more decorum. They just have access to privacy earlier.
Because
if you could bring a girl home back in when you are going Paddy's Day, let's be honest with ourselves.
I wouldn't know what to do with a girl back then. No, bro, I wouldn't know, bro.
No, you wouldn't know, but guess what you do? You figure it out, though.
Yeah.
You think so?
You will learn.
Because I'm serious. Like, if I brought a girl back then, yeah, all I needed to do was, like, to lips, yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew, like touch a bomb and all
that. No, you were watching porn then, though.
Yeah. Well, were you?
I was early.
You were still watching, like, you knew what sex was.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
You would, like, just do what you saw on the screen.
No, but I'm saying, okay.
At least try.
Oh, God, how do I not? As in... Boys, you know now, you know. Ah, gosh.
You know
Snow,
what?
Snow.
You know,
so
as yeah, a married yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Snow, as a married man, yeah. You know, like, with your wife, obviously, yeah. Like, that process.
Yeah,
you know the stages.
You know exactly. You know how to get there.
The immigration process.
You know what I mean? Like, I would probably try and
just go.
Yeah, straight into the thing.
Home run, straight away.
Home run, and like, you know, who knows? You know,
who knows.
There might be a little day running around.
Yes, bro. Imagine. What
are you doing? Dave Junior. DJ.
Well, you will hate Paddy's Day for the rest of your life.
Nah, but no.
No, on Paddy's Days, we used to go and evangelize, bro.
that's what Jimmy did today.
we used to go and evangelize, bro. We used to go and evangelize.
Said, this is not for St. Patrick, this is for Jesus.
Smithfield. We started
close to town.
We started in I think we started in Vanilla, around Vanilla area.
Yeah.
But you know, not much people is are there. So we worked our way up Vanilla, Houston, then Smithfield, then the main one was Abbey Street.
Oh yeah.
From Abbey Street, we now go all the way to O'Connor Street and any street. Oh man.
And how
it makes sense though.
I hear it because the fish were the fish are. But how did they respond to you guys saying?
I didn't evangelize. I didn't evangelize.
Yeah.
I just used to go off and then come back.
I ask you, how was your many souls?
At that age. What's that about?
I remember even in church, when they sent us to do it in our, like, there was like a shopping center that sent us to do it. Evangelism was always, like, street evangelism was always very techie for me. So it was like, people, it's like the concerned people.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk to you anyways.
So
it was always a bit techie, but
and especially how they were doing it back then as well.
Yeah. So, bro, my church used to go and knock on people's doors.
Yeah. Same.
And if they open it, you get to talk to them. Some people say no, don't talk to me. You leave the leaflets.
Well, we were leaving leaflets on windshields, bro. On windshields, bro. We'll pull up the wiper. Put it back on.
Like I think some Hebrew Israelites were doing it just recently in my car park, and they were all over the cars.
Oh, that's interesting. Hebrew Israelite, that's sick.
Do you know them?
Huh?
Do you know? I know.
I'm just saying that to have one living. Did you talk to them?
No, I didn't see them.
Oh,
okay. I actually didn't see them, but they didn't come and approach me. I saw them at the square.
And they can sense the spirit.
They had to.
Yeah, they can sense the spirit.
But yeah, I saw them at the square. But in my car park, they just put their thing all over. Like, who is Jesus? What color was Jesus? Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And all over the cars.
Yeah.
And you can just see, like, even when Auntie Funke is doing it in the square,
she's
handing out the leaflets, they're all throwing it in the bin. The floor is full of the
Yeah, I remember, I think you're with me that day. I gave my life to Christ.
Yeah. He took a big bro.
This guy thought that it was him that made me give my life to Christ one day.
He took a big bro. The guy was genuinely just preaching the gospel, bro.
Who's this guy?
And Snow was like, Snow gave his life to Christ, yeah. And then he said, I feel light.
A weight was lifted off my shoulder that day.
This guy is a criminal, bro.
That's bad.
How can you think
he's probably going on to his house and say, I want a soul today.
I want a soul of a young man.
Like, bro, when I saw Snow today, I was like, this guy, like, Snow became scary for me after that moment. But, yeah. Boys, did it? Got to it? Did it?
So, you need to take us through the whole process.
Do you know what's mad, right? So, I was with somebody yesterday. I was in the studio yesterday. Somebody was like, shout out to Orla, actually. She was like, she watches us a lot.
Uh-huh.
And she
comment, so we can be conversating back and forth.
100%. But she said, I think someone was asking, like, about it. And then she was like, oh, yeah, he did it in Milan. And they flew her and her friend out. And I said, wait, how do you know? I watched a pod. I mentioned the process of it last week, but it happening was I didn't get time to really like soak everything in.
I was
very under like
pressure
in terms of time. So obviously, I flew out on the Sunday.
Yeah,
but. Obviously, I posted on...
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, obviously, we knew the plan we've spoken about. But on the Sunday, I was in church. And then, you know, after you'd finished sound check, we're just waiting around. Yeah. I got my coffee. Yeah. I'm just waiting. I just went to my Instagram.
Glasgow.
I just saw Glasgow has been real. I just started laughing.
Yeah. I was in Glasgow about 2 years ago. So I found one of the old pictures, yeah. And I said, so Glasgow's been so real. So because she obviously assumed I was in Glasgow for administration. I was Dublin, but I needed to make everything look like it was real answer. And then she called me around like 10. I'm on the plane, and she calls me and she goes, she calls me like, oh, you got your flight early. So I wasn't aware that I told her I'm coming Sunday evening.
You told her you're going to Milan.
No, I'm coming back to Dublin from Glasgow Sunday evening. So she thinks, she's like, oh, you got early. I goes, yeah, sorry, babe, I just landed. I'm gonna have to go through the security thing now. Yeah. Sec. So I'll call you once I'm out. And then my phone, and I texted that my phone's on 2%. So
that she don't call again.
Because because when I go on airplane mode,
she'll have
to realize, oh, maybe his phone is dead, whatever. So Sha,
why did you answer in the first place?
Do you know what? I don't know why, but I did. I just answered because I didn't think she would ask me about Glasgow.
Okay,
I thought she was just gonna sort of like, oh, how are you? Blah blah blah. Yeah, I was gonna tell her, I'll call her later. Whatever. Yeah, I just landed. Okay. But then I got to Milan, all cool, and I was heading to sort of my hotel. Mm-hmm. There's a problem. She's now she wants to talk to me.
Yeah,
she wants to like
actually have a conversation.
And now she wants to FaceTime me.
Oh yeah, long.
I'm thinking flip. I says, yo, my bro, my car. He used my car. I think that's flickering.
Yeah, it's flickering. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that should be okay.
Yeah, it's calm. So you your bro?
Yeah. So his I said his car is my car. He's using my car, but the police took my car from bro. It actually happened. My car, John's car got stopped.
Okay.
But John's brother was using the car.
Okay.
So John's brother had to produce his insurance.
Yeah.
And that he's on the insurance. And John's brother is on the insurance.
Yeah.
So John just sent the insurance policy to him. So the guy, he saw it. And then he was like, okay, I'm not going to take the car off you.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I had to use that as an excuse that I'm in Dublin trying to sort out passport issues.
Yeah,
I can't talk right now. Trying to sort out insurance issues. So mm-hmm. I can't talk right now. Oh, fine, no problem. An hour goes past. And bear in mind, I'm in the hotel room blowing balloons.
Hey,
blower.
Bro,
like, I was just blowing bare balloons and then sellotaping it to the roof and then put the string on it. And I had to move all the furniture of the hotel room so I could put petals on the floor and the flowers. And then, so I did all that. It took me hours.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I can imagine what he did for Valentine's. Took hours.
Yeah.
Then she calls me. She's FaceTime. No, she goes, answer now. And I'm thinking, I hope she's not suspecting anything. She's like answering now. I want to FaceTime because she looks good. She's about to go out for dinner. She wants me to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no. I can't answer now. I'm in the toilet. And she goes, that hasn't changed. Like that doesn't change anything. You don't answer usually when in the toilet. And I was like, no. Just like, I don't feel
comfortable.
And she was with her friend Favor. I was like, Favor's around. I don't want to be like, because if I answered, you want to see a nice hotel room.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be in Dublin.
Yeah.
What are you doing in a hotel room?
Wait, hold on. That ceiling is clean. Why is the ceiling so white? Bro. I don't remember your ceiling being that white.
White and high.
Yeah.
Bro, the hotel room I was in, cold.
Mm-hmm.
Different. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she would know, like, that's...
How far are you from the Duomo?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Oh.
5 minutes, yeah.
Perfect.
The hotel cost me $450 for one night.
Yeah.
Lads, I'll send you my Revolut code now.
I know your heart just dropped.
Just said it again and it dropped.
For one night, that's crazy, man.
I'll send you guys my Revolut code if anybody wants to bless a man. I poured back into you. Bro, so that was like that. So bear in mind, I'm doing all the decorations. Favor texting me, because Favor is obviously the friend. Favor texts me, yeah, we're at the hotel. They're going for dinner at the rooftop.
So the hotel you're in.
Yeah, there's a restaurant called The Rooftop.
Okay.
It's on top of the hotel.
Okay.
So she says, we're here. Bro, I'm still in the nip.
Was the plan to join her at dinner?
surprise her at dinner.
Okay.
Pull up to her.
Okay.
So at the hotel, I'm like, oh jeez, I gotta put on my
clothes
and everything. Yeah. So then I'm not really now my head is really like, I'm not really as calm because I still put the last bit of decorations up and turn all the lights on and everything. So she says she's here. It's a 5 minutes. Okay, cool. I got my stuff up. I walked upstairs, and then I'm walking towards the where she is.
Yeah,
I've gone. Favor has now come out.
Yeah,
I've now walked in.
Yeah,
and she's just sitting there by herself, and she looks to the side and she sees me, and she's like, "What?" It's like a ghost.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm here, homie. I'm here. I walked and I sat down in front of her. She was like, what? Like, she was like,
shocked.
Yeah. What are you doing here? And I was just like, yeah, I'm here. I said, it's time.
You said it?
One more. I said, it's time, bro. It's that time. And she was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. Relax, bro. I'm here, bro. And then, I was proper like confident. Like,
yeah.
I said, okay, let's go. Favor's now supposed to have gone to my room. I gave her my key. Mm-hmm. Go to my room, and we walk in. You said the cameras do your thing. So we walked down. Favor's got the wrong elevator. So the elevator of the rooftop has two hotels. So she got a different hotel.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I can't find the room. I was like, oh, damn, okay. We were already walking towards our room.
Yeah.
Well, my room. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, you know, we're not... nothing's perfect. Mm-hmm, so we laughed about it, we joked about it, we stayed in the hallway for until ages. Favor came. We were just laughing, and she's like, oh my God, it's like going through all these different emotions,
and I think the imperfectness of it makes it beautiful. And it makes it a very unique memory to both of you as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. It was perfect anyways. And then we got Favor finally came in, we went into the hotel room, I got on one knee, I said, hey, listen. No, I talked to her face to face first, like a man, like a woman. I said, I gave her a little speech. Didn't even practice anything. Mm. But you know what? You know what you say you got nervous. Mm-hmm. I didn't get nervous because I think I put in my head, don't get nervous, just talk.
Yeah.
And so I just talked and it was calm. Yeah. It all came out nice. Got on my knee. I said, will you? She said, yes. I didn't say my review. I said, will you? She said, yes.
That's
the bit of world record.
Bro, put it on her finger. She was crying.
She's probably watching this and saying, this guy, man.
That's the story, bro.
Oh my god, that's funny.
She was crying and everything. Then I got her a book, obviously. You guys know, how spam. Yeah, I made a book for her, man.
It's not even spam anymore. That's love of your life at the end.
Yeah.
So the book, what's the book?
Oh, just a book about us.
Okay.
And like
your journey.
Our journey so far.
Yeah, cool.
And her being now my fiance. Yeah. And then made a video.
The video was tough. Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
really good. She watched it with a 5 minute video, and like it was like sound bites of a lot of stuff that we were saying. And there's one time we were Marbs, and she said, we're doing a video together, and she's like, welcome to our we're inviting you guys to our wedding next year. And I put at the very end, like of everything, and if he can, he will.
If he can,
100%.
Are you guys dating before?
and then obviously I've done the night before. I've done a little video in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I told her like a sort of little another speech, and I goes, let's go get some food. Finished on that.
Yeah,
we went to go get food. It was like,
did you? This is the one thing I was thinking about. Did Favor go with you guys to get food, or Favor left?
Yeah, because Favor wanted to leave, and I was like, stay.
Okay.
I understand that. Like, yeah, you
want that moment.
You might want that moment for yourself. Mm-hmm. I was like,
it's not like
it's
that.
Like, it's, for some people, go home for sure. But Favor's like, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's almost like
go home for sure.
Yeah, like go home.
Because when I thought about it, I'm just like, it wouldn't be weird for Favor to go with you guys to dinner.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah,
but I was like, that's why I'm like, I want to ask, is that what happened? Or because I can imagine Favor would be like, guys, let me just leave you to it.
I've done
my job.
No, she literally said that. She literally said that she wants to go home. And she like, I want to go. And we were like, no, stay. Because again, we wanted to now chat about everything. The whole thing, yeah, you know, like, let's chat about the whole thing, you know. Then it wasn't about love. That time it was like, let's talk about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. But she's still shocked and everything. So it was that. We had that moment. We'd go get some good food. Actually, the rooftop, if you want to sponsor anything, Sha, it's great. It's a great restaurant. But if you don't want to sponsor anything, rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah?
Bro.
Like what, the food or just the whole vibe?
No, the place is immaculate. Yeah. But you know those like fancy restaurants that have rubbish food?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Rubbish food. Yeah.
Is it called The Roof?
The Rooftop.
The Rooftop.
Bro.
What and what did you get?
So because there was nothing, like, we didn't know what was there. Like, it was all these, like, words.
Expensive.
Expensive. Yeah. Expensive.
Escargot and them, man.
Bro.
That's the thing about a country like Milan. The funny thing is, a lot of the cheap restaurants would probably be the best place to go.
Best food. Yeah, it's where we went after.
Yeah, bro, yeah. No, bro, I remember the day I went to Milan, yeah, I landed, I promise you, maybe top three pizzas I've had.
In the world.
That's the thing.
Do you get me?
Yeah, and Obama, it's unbelievable.
And the missus got carbonara. I said, what we are eating is not carbonara.
Bro.
Because that was cold.
And apparently, the way even they process, the way they make it is different.
Bro,
it's different.
I got lasagna. Carbonara. And she had,
Tagliatelle.
I was sharing it, like, it was unbelievable. Serious. Favorite had a bit of steak as well. Yeah, so. But no, I paid 53 quid for three Fantas and a half pizza, like a half
in
a box. The pizza's in a box. Is it like in a square?
Was it a good portion?
We didn't finish the thing. It can't be rubbish.
There's no good portion for three Fantas and a half a pizza.
I'm saying if the pizza was half, like, you know, in the way in America.
It wasn't big.
Half a pizza in America is wham.
Bro, it wasn't. Half a pizza is large.
But it was one tiny.
It wasn't tiny. It was just a.
But it's not enough for three people.
No, it's not enough for three people. And it was 53 quid.
That's crazy. Do you know what?
Because we didn't want to eat there anymore. So we wanted to get some. A good restaurant. So
do you know, my missus was in Milan that same weekend, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was in.
Oh, yeah. I saw a snap.
Yeah, she was in Milan that same weekend. I almost wanted to say, go and disturb him, John.
Yeah, no. It was crazy. And then after, like, I went back to their accommodation. And then the next morning,
Did you all come back together?
We all flew back together, bro. Okay. And then on the Monday was her birthday.
Yeah.
So then we just did a surprise birthday. She genuinely thought I was taking her out to dinner. Like, oh, we're just alone time, like, for me and you.
Yeah.
She genuinely thought that was the case.
I saw her face. Crazy.
Bro, she walked in and then everyone's surprised and she was like, yeah, she's overwhelmed. It's just crazy. So it was actually a great weekend for her.
If you can, you will, ladies.
And yeah, and everyone has said, you know, congrats. Thank you.
Is this what the restaurant looks like?
Yeah, it's a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, bro, nighttime as well. But let me show you something. This guy didn't look like this guy.
But this is
the food.
You just go there to post on Instagram and that's it.
Yeah, that's the first picture of food.
What kind of food is this?
Yeah.
This food.
Boys, this guy did not look like this guy.
Even Yemi doesn't make me eat this.
Look at this guy. Look at that guy.
Oh, that's not real. Yeah,
that's not real, boys. That's crazy. That's not real. Like, I'm going to drop these pictures on phase two. Bro, I think I got 2,000 something likes.
You crashed the site.
It's internet. They travel.
Congratulations.
Many people say congrats.
Much. Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. So we say, I'm just giving my general thank you
to everybody.
Because I saw Snow. I went to Snow. I was like, did Snow reply
everybody?
I just saw we appreciate everybody.
And even in person, have you had it where people just come up to you
yeah.
and just say congratulations
yeah.
and just stand there?
No, everyone that said congratulations, I just be like, love, like, it's been
when they came up to you, I'll say I appreciate it, thank you.
Yeah.
But then they just stand there.
That is so funny.
Like, what are you standing there for? Like,
where do you want this to go from here?
Say your congratulations.
Maybe like congratulations, am I invited?
No, not even. They just don't say anything. Just stand there looking awkward. And you know me, I can live in awkwardness. You enjoy it. So I'll look at you. Anything else?
No, when people have said congrats in like different spaces, different places, and they're like, congrats. And I'm like, love. I know a girl or a guy. I'm like, love. Give them a hug. Give them a high five. And I just keep it moving. Yeah. Or some people sort of like, how do you feel? And I'm like, good. Like, I'm not going to feel horrible about this.
Yeah. Definitely not. No.
You'll be like, oh.
If you are there now.
I kind of plant my ear. You know what I mean?
So you'll be like, oh. And I was like, and the everyone's like, the worst one is when people are like, I can't wait for the wedding. I'm like,
you're not coming.
You probably should keep not wait at all because you're not
the
coming.
The invite isn't for you. It's not for you.
People are too forward, man.
Yeah. And then people ask you like, when is the wedding and stuff? And I just say to them, me and her are going to have a sit down and we'll plan it out and we'll know when the wedding is and we'll let you know when the wedding is.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, when you do something like this, you realize there's people that actually definitely expect to be invited that you have to now consider.
Yeah.
Consider, because they might not be in your mind at the start, and you're like,
are you considering them for the purpose of like relationship maintenance?
Yeah, no, yes and no, but mainly no, because I'm considering them because I didn't consider them before.
Okay,
like it's like, oh, it makes sense that
you asking made me think about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then. When it comes to weddings, a lot of people see you in a different light than you see them.
He's been there. He knows what he's talking about.
I'm laughing because, like, as true as that is for you, it's probably even more true for
me. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure you've helped people through some sticky situations. Yeah. Like, they might see when David is like, oh, my God, David. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my God, David. But you're just... And it's not even a bad thing. It's just life. Like when you're leading, especially the Christian organization, people see you in a
high regard,
but you might not see them because you talk to so many people.
And
you're around so many people every day that it's like, I'm not going to invite you to my wedding because you don't really know me like that. You might know me on the stage. You might know me as KD, like the person that leads Open Circle, but you might not know me. That's why when it comes to weddings, like I know the people that, if they get married today, I'm going to their wedding. Like, I know for sure. That's a handful. But there's some other people when they get, even if you know them, you might think, if I get an invite, I might not even go.
I may not honor that invite.
Do you know, the thing with weddings that, like, I always think about is, if you don't get an invite, why are you salty?
No, not even that. Why are you mentioning it to me, bro?
Yeah, like...
Why are you... That's the worst.
Why are you mentioning it to me? There's someone that he said that asked him for an invite, and I'm just like, even me, I was like, what made you think that? I was like, that is pride.
Okay. There's some people that will ask you, right? And here's the thing. I think you... Immediately they ask you, we are all now aware that there's a lack of self-awareness here.
Immediately.
And then there's some people, right, for me as, using myself as an example, some people will come to me, and of course I've shared moments with them, like real, been with them for very difficult times or whatever in their life. And I, like, it's a genuine moment, it's genuinely real, but doesn't make us friends.
Yeah.
It makes me your leader, your shepherd. Yeah. It doesn't make me...
Yeah,
your mate.
Yeah,
and so my mom said to me, he goes, well, Shai, you know you're gonna have to invite all of your ministry.
You can't.
How does that work?
First of all, that's expert.
you probably have to invite every like person that works.
No, it doesn't. No, he doesn't.
It's a dilemma, though. Talk about it. No, you don't have to, bro.
There's probably there's an argument to say that. Hey,
you don't have to, bro.
Hey, I do hear what he's saying, but when it comes down to the money,
and I understand what you're saying. But the issue is then, okay, if you don't have to invite everyone, then how do you choose?
That's my problem.
Just tell everyone you're doing a small intimate wedding.
But then,
of the 60, how do you choose? Like, okay, I'm gonna take these 5. Because that in itself,
in itself will cause
a problem.
So, boys, hear me on this. Do you think, for example, you say what if it's like, right, these five are invited to the wedding and the reception, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they will sort of open the floodgates after all the food has been finished. For
you could do like
you
could do like a staggered invite.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I kind of did that as well with the more like the civil part.
Yeah,
and then the kind of the civil part, and then the wedding reception.
Yeah,
and then like kind of there was only two invites. So people that work like. The civil part was like the one that, cause that was like I'm waffling now, but that was like, that was like 30 people.
Yeah.
So you have to pick like family takes up most of that. 30.
Yeah,
snow. That's understandable. That's
right. I don't think
anybody took any height to that because I think even the one that your actual wedding was,
it's still intimate.
30 people. It's intimate enough. That's like if you're invited to that, you're invited to Snow's wedding. You know what I mean? And the similar one is going to be your family, her family, and then your close friends and her close friends.
Yeah. But the first one, that's the cheap one.
That's just the show.
The second one, that's the important one.
Here's what I'm thinking. I might do it the opposite way.
Well,
hey,
slap on a massive venue. Get everyone to come and say you may kiss the bride. Watch me lip sync and head home, and the rest of us.
That's tougher.
Why?
Because the expectation is that after this, then it's a celebration.
I'm so sorry. You're not celebrating. I am. because I think that's the only way to accommodate more people or accommodate the people that sort of you're expected to accommodate. Like, for example, I don't want to invite pastors to my reception, not because of anything else than you're just going to sit at the front and watch. Get out of here.
That's what happened.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You'll add this air of like, you can't have too much fun.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're sitting there like, you know, at a high table, like, come on, bro.
Pastors are arrogant. Let's be honest, bro.
You know what? I'm just thinking, if you had waited to start your ministry after wedding, you wouldn't have this issue at all.
I'm telling you.
But like, in all honesty, it's a serious dilemma.
It
requires a lot of consideration.
That's why we said we're going to take a couple of weeks to, then we'll sit down and talk about
it.
I know it's a serious, it's a serious dilemma, but 60 people, bro.
And that's just 60 that have to be there. Like, that doesn't account for everyone else. Like, I'm not even in that 60.
Like, you're paying for head as well, bro.
Yeah. That's the problem.
You're paying per head, bro.
I that's what I'm saying, bro.
Weddings are expensive, my guy.
I understand, bro. One thing I don't want to do, bro, is use all that bread for one day on people. Like, again, 60. The 60 mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dilemma, but they mean a lot to me. Yeah, they're not they're just 60 people. No, they mean a lot to me. Yes, Jesus,
yeah, man, squad, yeah.
Oh God, answer that our prayer. Anyways, the 60 mean a lot to me.
Yeah,
my family mean a lot to me.
Yeah,
friends, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no doubt. Her family, her friends.
Yeah.
Her church.
Yeah, bro, you're looking at 300 already, bro. Let me be real with you.
Yeah,
let me be real.
That's
300 people solid. Already.
No, that's why I understand why people do destination weddings.
Yeah, I get it, but then people say. That's selfish.
Do you know what?
Where's your red passport?
No, I'd rather you call me selfish than you be annoyed that I didn't give you an invite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the people that love you will go.
Yeah, because I can redeem that selfishness. Yeah. Do you get me? Yeah. I'll buy you a gift when your parents are when you have a kid or something. Do you get me?
Unless there's like circumstances there that they won't be able to.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So hear me, boys. Mm. Yeah. I say to you now, Tom, you're invited to my white wedding.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you? What does that come? What comes into your head?
Oh, I'm invited to your white wedding.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Then wait. So I say you're invited to my white wedding.
Yeah.
Right. And I give you the location.
Yeah.
The location is in. Jungle Bean Studios.
Yeah.
All right. So, give you location.
Yeah.
Where, and then, so you come, you get your suit up, you're good, right? And I'm saying, Tommy, not, we would have a, we would actually have a conversation about it. You would be like, "Oh, where's your reception?" Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I say to you, you're invited to my white wedding. Then you see Snow say after the white wedding, are you heading to Cavern?
Yeah.
Are you catching chest?
Because of our relationship right now?
Yeah, no. Right now, yeah.
I would feel some type of way. But then it's a conversation that we'll have like maybe a month after the wedding.
Okay. What about you?
I still pull up.
Now, would you assume...
mistake made somewhere.
No, do you know, I don't believe those things. In my mind, I just don't see those things as mistakes.
Like a mistake somewhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see it as a mistake because you actively...
Wait, are you talking about us or like just random?
Like, as in... I use you as an example, but like, not obviously not used.
I won't go.
Yeah.
If I
only saw that I was invited to the church wedding.
Yeah, especially if I had a conversation with you and you said, "Oh yeah, I'm inviting you to my white wedding."
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I won't go.
I'll just go to the white wedding and head home.
Yeah.
But like, and do you know what? I think anyone that feels a certain type of way, there's two ways to look at it, right? One way is to say that, like, they're annoyed that they couldn't celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then I feel like there's a thin line between that and then entitlement.
Entitlement.
And I think most people fall in that entitlement.
Exactly. And like, they're like, "Oh, but I should have gotten an invite." Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? Yeah. What makes you deserving of an invite?
What have you added to my life?
What
value are you to?
I said what I said.
No, I'm saying not only that even, right? It's the whole thing of like, okay, so you feel you deserve an invite to the wedding because of the idea that you have of what a relationship is.
Yeah. Not what I have.
Not what I have. Yeah. Clearly not what I have.
And it's my wedding. It's not yours.
Literally, I think, and I also think that for someone like, I'm a people pleaser, I'm going to have a very difficult time when it comes to make that decision.
I'm also a people pleaser, and I'm having a difficult time. I haven't written a list, but I'm thinking, right, like, because people pop up, like, someone might text me, someone called me that day, I was thinking, oh, geez, I would have to invite this person as well. Like, as the person called me, I was thinking, I haven't talked to this person in ages.
But you'd have to
And I would have forgotten that person when I'm writing the names down.
Yeah.
I would have... 100%. But when they call you, you're like, "Oh, geez, you would definitely
have to be here. You have to be here." do you know what though? I think that's why there's a certain level of what do you call it, coldness.
Yeah,
that I think we need to develop.
Yeah,
because bro, you remember my?
Would you leave it to your girl to do?
Bro, you remember my I don't want my boy's wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, there was no one there.
I wasn't even there.
do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And like, okay, you're angry at him, and then what?
Yeah, that's...
Were people annoyed at him?
I didn't hear about it, but I'm sure. I know people would be.
Yeah.
I know people would be.
Honestly, if somebody doesn't... Like, if someone I would have sort of maybe expected to invite me to a wedding doesn't invite me to a wedding, I'm going to be like, easy. And I promise you, when I see you, I'm like, how'd the wedding go?
It depends.
No, bro.
If you man did it,
I'm gonna be like, I'll say, what's the problem? What happened?
It'll be like, "Yo, Dave, are you free for an episode?" No, the studio is booked up.
Do you know what I mean?
It depends on relationship.
But then there's certain relationships where I'm like, I understand this thing cost an arm and a leg, bro.
I just don't have that bone in my body to be that expectant. I don't have it in me to be like, "You should have invited me." I just don't have it.
People that live their life like that, they get disappointed a lot.
A lot. Weekly. 52 times a year minimum.
Disappointment,
bro. Change your ways, man. What's all that about?
I think you're upset that you don't invite to a wedding. Come on, man.
Some people are like, some people, I know somebody who's still not talking to me over me not coming to the wedding.
That's long, man.
You should have thought about your invite list first.
Yeah.
But bro, we initially wrote down a list. Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of names we crossed off.
How tough was it?
Was it tough?
Bro, was it like you're just not worth 130 quid?
No, the funny thing is we didn't pay per hair because it was my sister.
Okay, that made,
but we were just cautious of space as well.
Yeah, because there's
only a certain number of people that could have been in the room.
Yeah.
We didn't want to go. Over. We didn't want to like. We went over a bit, but we didn't want to overgo.
Overgo.
That place would have been a sweat box.
Yeah, nah, it's mad. Anyways, yeah, guys. Last thing on weddings. Last thing, if you're about to get married, right? When you're calculating, because you're still planning. Oh, is that live?
It's fine.
Okay. you're going to do another
part
two in Nigeria, right? Mm-hmm. You're planning that, of course. You're planning expenses. Are you planning expenses with, babe, we're going to save 30K for this wedding? Mm. But are you sort of adding the fact that someone's going to throw you a bag?
No, you can never anticipate someone giving you money. Because what if that person fails you and doesn't give you the money?
Yeah.
Nah, you're stuck in the paper. Yeah. Any additional money that you get from your wedding, it's free money.
Because
we have a wedding planner that out in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And like she really broke down the budget, so it's like a monthly thing.
Yeah.
So it won't be like overwhelming that you're paying 10 bags, 5 bags at once, like a monthly.
Yeah.
It's like installments basically. Yeah, yeah. But then there's some months that is oof. Oof. And there's some common ones that is oof.
Then you might have to eat indomie.
That decoration cost. Oof.
Oh yeah. Long.
But yeah, it's just like it was like a installment, like kind of installment, a grand there, 2 grand there, okay, 500 there. Like it just depends on the month.
You said 2 grand, 5 grand in a month.
The disparity between those numbers as well is crazy.
I paid 5 grand in a month.
Oh, people think Niger is cheap. Niger isn't cheap, bro. Why? Niger is not cheap.
I think especially
when it comes to, because you know Nigerians were lavish, were flamboyant. So when it comes to something like weddings,
that's crazy,
bro. 5 grand in 1 month. Just give to a wedding.
If I start talking now, you will be begging me to do GoFundMe. That's crazy.
It's good, sha. It's for one day, anyways.
No, because one, like obviously I'm planning it obviously based on what our budget.
Yeah.
But then, I'm in the prayer room right now, bro. I'm in the prayer room. But if you want to see my prayer request, send help.
Lord, help our destiny.
Someone called me. I really appreciate it because, you know, I believe that I have good people around me. Someone called me and said, hey, Dave, I know you're doing your engagement, like you just got engaged and you're about to get married. I'm just let you know, I'm putting money away for your sake. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just to support that. And I was like, I was genuinely so grateful, like, to somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Now, all it just needs to be is, like, 100 people like that. If I can get listen, I'm envelope.
I want to ask a question.
Go.
So, Tuesday comes around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You had a team meeting before OC starts.
Yeah.
And everyone on OC team say they will do that. What are you doing?
Bro, I
ask our prayers.
Bro, pray at God.
Are you all getting in the
What, all of you? Front and center table. Oh, what do you mean?
God.
Hey, 60 people said we'll give.
Oh my God.
Hey, how much is it? 100 by 60 is small. You know?
That's 6 bags, no?
That's, bro.
6 bags?
100 right. by 100 by 60.
That's alright.
That's 6 bags, isn't it? Yeah.
If 60 is it? People
yeah,
give
that's alright.
6 bags.
That's alright.
Yeah, that will cover your venue and then some.
It's not, you know, it's not me. I shouldn't be the one to say it. Have a meeting behind my back, bro. Bro, I'm meeting behind my back.
That's gas.
We all knew weddings would be expensive, yeah.
But when you get here,
when you get there, it's for that much for that.
And honestly, there needs to be a conversation on the whole wedding thing.
Yeah.
Because, what's it called? The vendors take the piss.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, all of them,
they take the piss.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
I was even saying to Faith, like, get into the wedding thing.
Well, that's...
Because you get a bag.
Steal, man.
Think about it. Man, I'm charging 3K for like summer trying to 3K for like to shoot your day, yeah, the whole day shoot. Just get 10 weddings in a year, mate.
No, that's
only 10 weddings. You've got 30 bucks. Only 10 weddings.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, photographer. You do other stuff.
There's a photographer. There's a photographer I listen to in on I Said What I Said. He goes, he turns down weddings all the time. He's always booked a year in advance. And like, no, he does maybe one wedding a month.
Yeah.
The wedding bag is different.
And his bag is crazy.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But the way, even the way them man charge out in Nige.
What?
You think it would be like 100, 150. Bro, they're charging millions, bro.
Stop.
Like when
so your thing like, is heavy,
like,
bro, yeah?
Initially when I agreed to let's do a wedding in Nige, I thought
be cheaper.
It would be cheaper. Yeah, it won't be. It's even more expensive than the one we did here, bro.
Oh, for real? Already, that's crazy.
But you know what, bro? I have a connected Nige, bro.
Now, like, this guy takes sick pictures. This guy was telling me about, though.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Whoa.
Oh, is that a drone, yeah?
I don't even know.
Whoa.
Oh, no, it might not be, actually.
Like, he takes some sick pictures.
It's good.
Because, bro. Like, no, he does location, so he'll go to. Because he was talking about it. He'll go to, like, in Morocco, scout a spot.
Damn.
And then you now have to come to Morocco and then do your wedding pictures there, like.
But then where's your wedding? So you're just flying to Morocco for a wedding shoot?
Bro, people...
It's crazy.
You see, but that's the thing. The reason why he can do 12 a year is because his clientele...
The bag is...
The bag that his clientele...
The bag is different, bro.
The bag is different, man.
I wonder what I could do for people's weddings, like... Ah, who's like a host?
Bro, MC now.
Let me see. Guys...
I know any event between now and
my rate, MC or host,
my rate has increased,
bro. Someone's complaining. Oh, David, the podcast prices have increased.
Oh, for the studio, of course. Now,
of course.
When the government is increasing their own price, so me too.
We are paying 15 cents per bottle now.
Come on, this guy is worth his money.
Is that it's cold? Imagine printing that out in your house and just hanging up on the wall.
Yeah, it's worth his money. It's worth his money.
Yeah, that location.
Look at that.
Yeah.
No. The dress is in the air, boys.
It's nice.
Money is good, boys.
It's nice.
You know, money is a good thing.
It's crazy.
Money is fantastic.
If you have money,
like, money will solve all my problems.
Right.
And I can say that with
confidence. With confidence.
All my problems
with confidence. With confidence.
When it goes so
well, I don't know what, and I need to pray against this thing, but I've been dreaming about winning the lotto recently. I don't know if it's a sign.
It's a sign. But yesterday I see like 4, 5 I-8. And this was me just come from Tala to Blanche.
That's crazy.
So I-8.
4, 8.
Yeah. Bro, 4 or 5 on the M50. I was like, what's going on?
Jesus.
I said, I claim it, sir.
Have you been in a nice car? No.
Remember the Merc we went in that time?
Bro, no, we got to Merc. Bro, noise cancellation. Bro,
we couldn't get outside.
I've heard of
it. We couldn't get outside. M50, my car. I could not. I had peace of mind in that Merc.
Bro, I couldn't believe it. Bro, as in, we were right beside the Lewis stop.
Yeah.
You can hear the Lewis.
When was this?
This was like 2 years
ago. Whose Merc is it?
One of the guys.
Okay. I thought it was like a chauffeur type.
Let me put it this way. Maybe the guy would be involved in.
Okay, something. Cinema.
Broski, Lewis would make a noise. Bro,
open the door.
Just, and then it was an E-class.
Yeah.
Doom.
You know when your JBL is when you tap it and it goes doom.
Bro,
you sucked everything out.
Everything was gone. And then the dashboard. I said,
the screen was on the passenger side as well.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, long.
It went all around.
Long.
Lights are everywhere.
Long.
Do you know? Lights on the roof.
Do you know? I actually want to do this year?
Money is good.
Money is good.
No, this year I was actually I was thinking about it last year. I want to put myself in uncomfortable places.
Yeah.
So there's a Porsche dealership in Finglas.
Yeah.
I'm going to go inside there and I'm going to go sit in Porsche.
no,
because the issue is, you know, sometimes you have to
motivate yourself.
Sometimes you have dreams,
yeah.
But like, if you can't sit, like, okay, I'm sitting inside the car now. Yeah. Can I start the engine? Because I'm like, okay, I said, okay. How much a month? Okay. And this is,
have you guys ever been to a place that you really can't afford it?
Oh, yeah.
How much? Sure. This one. Okay, cool. What about that one?
I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, the prices that someone there will mention to me, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll just send her a picture and see if she likes that one.
Ooh, yeah.
There was one that I think was like 10 bags.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll send a picture to her.
You took the picture and deleted it.
Don't be silly, man. Don't be silly.
Bro, when you do ring shopping, bro, they tell you like this 0.5 carat is like
tiny.
It's tiny, but it's like almost 2K.
Yeah.
So when you start doing one carat
of real diamond,
bro. No. If you're doing engagements and you're doing fake diamond,
no, lab grown is not fake diamond.
Yeah, they say it's like the real thing as well.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, oh, I know what you mean.
I was talking about 0.5 carats of a real diamond or lab grown.
Oh, there's a price difference between those two. Yeah.
But even rings are weird now. Because you see some rings, yeah, it's just like a dot.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it might be, it's probably real as well, but it's just like a dot. But it's like 5 bags.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing.
They're probably mind.
If I got that for my girl, she'll laugh at me. But not knowing that when I say it's 5 bucks, she'll be like,
she'll call you stupid.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
five.
No, bucks. Just like a little.
No, my message would be like, well, hold on. You spent 5K on that.
For the small dots.
For that. Like, she goes, you can spend half of the money
in a bit more than what. The one that looks bigger. No, not looks bigger. He is bigger.
But no, the one you had is lab grown as well, right?
No, it's mine.
Mine.
Yeah.
Right. So if it's the one that I got, if you get in mind, it was 13,000.
Mm.
Yes, I don't.
Difference between
that.
A lab grown and mine is 10K.
But the issue as well is like diamonds aren't actually as uncommon as they are. Yeah. The market is being controlled intentionally.
Yeah.
Like, they're not actually as uncommon. Like, I remember I was watching a video and then the guy was like, yeah, there's literally like a family on top of the whole diamond industry and they're just like restricting movements of diamonds.
Crazy, bro.
To just inflate the price.
And even that, when you get into it, it's dark.
Oh, it's dark.
Dark industry.
Dark
wall. Nah. Mad, bro. Knowing that. And girls are like, that's so funny because these guys... You know, we have to plan that they have their hair done, their nails done, they have a nice dress, nice venue, and the ring is a diamond that shine. You have to plan all that. Cut us some slack. when your boyfriend is not talking to you, not that he's beefing you, when he's quiet, just assume that he's planning your wedding.
He's doing mathematics.
Assume something. This guy is stressed.
He's doing help mathematics.
And now they do is now show up and say yes.
Yes. All you have to do was show up and say yes. Like, on one hand, yeah, I'll be honest, doing it for her made me feel really, really
of
good.
Of course.
You probably still actively feel good now.
Yeah, I do. And I like people obviously, because my thing was more so a surprise, a really big surprise for her. So it was like, you know, there was a whole element of like, Dave, you did really well, you know. But I think now that I've done it, you kind of like, if you have a lot of money, I'll do this all the time.
Of course,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I had the bread, I'll do this for you all the time.
Yeah.
So I mean, for now,
you get bored of this.
Yeah,
I'll do that often.
For now, let's just.
That's why you see all those celebrities renting out stadiums and arenas just for a date.
Yeah, just one up,
and then they'll have dinner in the middle of the field.
Yeah, just one up. I did the last one.
Jesus Christ,
money is good.
Money is good.
Money is good.